people that really understand this band and know what you guys are all about know that, like, More Than Words and Wholehearted, those are great tracks, but that's not necessarily, like, your signature style. You guys did a lot of different stuff too. So, before Porno Graffiti was released, what was the single that you guys thought was going to be, like, the real breakout hit away from those songs?
Well, you know, the first single we released, you know, obviously we were, like you said, we're primarily, like, a harder rock band, more guitar-driven. And we had released Decadence Dance and Get the Funk Out. I really thought Get the Funk Out would have had, you know, maybe a bigger impact than it did. But, you know, we also were at a time when it was, you know, things have changed a lot as far as what's acceptable to say on the radio. And just the fact that the song suggested Get the Fuck Out, we had some resistance to get it even played. You know, the whole parental advisory Tipper Gore people were, you know, were, you know, kind of active at the time with censorship and you know, so radio kind of, you know, it wasn't as accepted here in the U.S. as it was over, like, in the U.K. and in Europe and stuff. We didn't have those issues. So we actually had a lot bigger of a kind of a rock hit with Get the Funk Out than here in the U.S. But like you said, you know, this band, it's hard to really, you know, pigeonhole us for any one style because we definitely have, you know, we grew up in bands that, like, you know, you wouldn't have thought twice, you know, if they were to put different influences or different styles on their album. I mean, we grew up listening to bands like Queen and, you know, Beatles and, you know, so all those bands, like, you never could really put them in any one category because they had diverse music. You know, Zeppelin, they did almost an entire acoustic album when they did Zeppelin 3, but, you know, everyone knows them more as a hard rock band, but it wasn't like, you know, it's not shocking if Jimmy Page throws on an acoustic guitar and they do something, you know, more mellow. So I think for us, we kind of came out in a time where people were a bit more accustomed to bands, like, you know, where 10 songs all sound the same and you know how to, you know, what label to put on them or what category to